Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy. It's born and bred in Melbourne. That's Red Energy and Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. One of the big upsets, of course, from the weekend was the Tigers went down to the Brisbane Lions, first time in 15 matches. We're lucky enough to join the star midfielder, Dion Prestia, who was right in and amongst it once again. Welcome to you, Dion.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
It was a tough night all round for the Tigers. They got hold of you early in the piece, and then you fought back almost and snatched it. But how did you feel yourself? You'd missed a fair bit of footy, Dion. How did you pull up, and how did you think the body was handling it?
On a personal note, I guess I was pretty happy to be able to get through the game, and thought it was pretty hot up here on Friday, so I thought I was definitely due for a cramp, but I was able to run out the game, and my ankle pulled up a lot better than I thought. So I trained today, just got modified a little bit, but we'll do everything on Wednesday. So on a personal note, it's all gone well body wise. So it was good to get back and run around, even though we didn't get the result that we wanted against a really good team. We'll go again Friday night.
We've admired the Tigers from afar and seen your brilliance in two of the last 3 years, and even the one you went out in the prelim final, still absolutely magnificent. But I got to say, I think most people in some ways, Dion, were reasonably pleased that this whole final series has come alight with Brisbane knocking you off. But it gives you another challenge now. You've got to win three straight to get that flag.
Yeah, it was, I guess every game from the weekend was awesome. Awesome to watch, all close games. And from our game, it was obviously disappointing to not go straight through to the prelim. But as I said before, we played an awesome team, and Brisbane have showed that they're one of the best teams in it this year from their form all year. So it'll be a good challenge against St Kilda. I know they've lost a few over the weekend, but they knocked us off, I think, in round three or four early days, and played some awesome footy. So another good challenge for us. But I think we're pretty good at bouncing back, and we learn a lot of lessons from the weekend.
Dion, I don't think anyone would dispute in the last 3 years the Tigers have clearly been the best club in the competition. Does a result like Friday dent your confidence at all?
No, I don't think so. I think, well, obviously the boys did an awesome job during the year to deserve the second chance. So, we probably from the review, we probably thought that a lot of opportunities we wasted, and we didn't really going forward, probably offensively, we didn't give ourselves the best chance. So just kind of using our numbers through the midfield, we're kind of relying on big one-on-one contests to be won up the ground, where we didn't really get any easy shots on goal, and we gave Brisbane pretty much all their shots from free kicks or 50. So, obviously there's a few things that we'd like to fix up, but it's always good to get a little reminder. It's better doing it this week than in the prelim like we did in 18.
Dion, you just touched, you said a couple of things there, learning some lessons, and also that we gave them goals from free kicks and 50. So how hard have you actually gone internally with that? Because it was very much unlike Richmond, and I think it cost you the game. The second quarter was 4-1, and that was pretty much the difference in the game in the end. So, in the review, does Dimmer go back and make you have to watch some of those undisciplined acts that some of the individuals did on that night?
We definitely didn't watch them. I know our mental side of the game has been documented pretty well over the last 3 or 4 years, and it was probably the work that we do in that area. So obviously we were distracted on the Brisbane Lions players, and instead of running back to position defensively or just moving on with the first mistake that happened. So
why do you reckon the Lions players distracted you?
I'm not sure. I get probably steps up another gear, I guess, in the in final series, a lot more on the line, and we're probably just distracted from the wrong areas. We usually are pretty good at moving on pretty quickly from an error, and we're pretty good getting each other through the game. So we probably talked about that during the week. And then yeah, I think there's nothing really physical different that we need to do. It's just our focus areas.
Dion, to me, it looked like this was this young, hungry team who, you know, you've beaten for a long, long time, and they said enough's enough, and they threw everything at you, and that you guys didn't take it well as a team. You didn't like the way Brisbane come at you and matched every punch that you threw, and that the Tigers, yeah, lost their way for a period of time. Is that fair?
I guess you can have your opinion. I think Brisbane are an awesome team, and they're obviously going to go pretty close this year, and their finals experience from last year definitely would have taught them a few lessons as well. So I wouldn't mind getting them in a grand final just to see how we go again against them. But, yeah, we'll wait and see what happens.
That's what we want to hear, Jared and Lloydie. That's all we want to hear. You've beaten us once, but we're still in it. And if we meet again, well, it just might be a different type of situation. That's what we like, Dion.
Yeah, that's what you wanted.
You did really well out of the centre bounce early. Dusty BOG by a mile at half time, and then he went forward. Kicked six goals last time they played, so I can understand the rationale. And yet he really sort of didn't get much of a look in, and finished up ineffective in that second half. If you had your time again, would you sort of swing him back into the middle?
I'm not 100% sure. I know probably having myself and Shea Bolton come back into the team, and also Shane Edwards over the last few weeks, we probably have the flexibility to put Dusty up forward for a longer amount of time. And he usually will come up to a stoppage around the ground if he feels like he needs to. So I think our stoppage work was actually probably a lot better than
it was
what it has been. But I think the thing that we looked at during the week was our first possession. I think we were plus 18 for the night, but then we lost clearance by one. So we're obviously getting our hands on it, and Nank's doing an awesome job going up by himself. So, we showed that it's another area that we can, turn on if we need to, and it's another weapon that we can use.
Dion, talk about how Richmond have handled things not going well for them this year. I think it was Dylan Grimes who a couple of weeks ago said in the paper that, you know, with everything going on off field, we've actually, you know, bounded together because of it. You know, and we've relished the opportunity to prove people wrong. I don't know how you've been able to do it, but this is the first time in the 3 years that you're going to be in a semi. We've always gone qualifying into prelim. You think your group is the type of group that's going to relish doing it the hard way and losing and then having to claw back and win three in a row to get there?
I definitely think that for the things that happened over the time up at the Hub, Richmond's been the best club to deal with it. And I think we saw their performance after the incident up here with the two younger boys, how they responded on field. It was, really, I guess, proud the way that we got challenged and, we responded. So, we like playing as the underdog. So I say bring on that status. We have to win three games eventually in the final series. So, we earned the right for the double chance. And, we got to win the three games eventually. And it's going to be probably a tougher road. But, it's been done before. And we're confident in everyone on the park and everyone in the Hub to get through it.
Dion, the Tigers have had a great record at Metricon this year. I don't think you've lost there, yet the grand final will be played at the Gabba, so you have to win it there. Can you talk us through how the decision came about with playing this final at Metricon as your home game?
I have no idea.
As a player, you know, so,
I think because they're across the road.
Okay.
To be honest. So I think we had a bit of a different, build up to the game. So we left earlier from our hotel to make sure we got to the ground early. And it's just, we like playing at Metricon. It's across the road. It's been our home ground for this year. So that's the only reason I can think of. I actually have no idea.
Hey, Dion, whatever happens, great to have you back. And let's hope we're chatting again, maybe ahead of another Richmond-Brisbane clash in a couple of weeks' time.
That will be nice. We'll get through this one first, but thanks for having me.
Good on you, Dion. Dion Presti there. Great to hear the passion, Lloydie and Jared, from him. And I reckon a bit of a The steely resolve starting to come through. They didn't like how they were treated on the weekend, but they might get another opportunity. That was for the Aussie-made logo. More Sports Day ahead for the all-new, game-changing Kia Sorento.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. And Red Energy. That's real Aussie energy. Switch today.